Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
800-795-9565, 800-795-9565, in the Hilster's General Store hotline. Powered by Hilster's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Routes 11 and 15. Go to www.hilsterstore.com. In the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great story in sporting news this week about a young man named Stetson Alley, whom I know. He was the second round pick of the Pittsburgh Pirates as a pitcher out of, I want to say, St. Edwards in Cleveland. And he came in here with a 98-mile-per-hour fastball. And that was the big thing. He came in with Jameson Taillon. Taillon right now is with AA Altoona. Taillon will make the major leagues. Taillon was the first overall pick in the draft, and they sent them to State College at the end of, oh, my goodness, I want to say the 2010 season. And they, you know, and all they did was hang in the bullpen for 2 weeks after they signed, and they signed a bunch of autographs here and the whole thing. Taillon then went one direction. I think he went to the West Virginia Power, and which is a level up. And Alley came here. So there's a lot of anticipation around every one of Stetson Alley's games. But the one thing I tried to point out, I try to point out every time, is that there are expectations. Let people grow into them. You know, give them some time. Well, scouts were here every game, and on the Pirates radio network, TV network, anytime he pitched, they would talk about what he did. Well, I called the vast majority of his games. The kid could throw 98, but when he was throwing 98, 99, he was, I mean, he couldn't get the ball over the plate. So he backed off on velocity to get better control. And he had, what, 29 strikeouts, 20 hits given up. But he also walked 30 guys. He threw 7 wild pitches. He had an ERA that was over 6. He started his first 8 games. The last 7, they brought him out of the bullpen. And then he wasn't working from the windup any longer. He was working from a set position. Okay. So the question was, what are they going to do with the guy? Well, he only pitched 1 year in high school. And actually, it turned out that in high school, he was a very accomplished hitter. So the Pirates gave him one more shot at West Virginia as a pitcher, and he faced in 2 outings because he got a stiff arm. He had 2 outings. He faced 12 batters. He got 2 guys out. And I didn't know what to do with him. So what they did was they made him a third baseman, and they decided in 2012, hey, you know what? You know, maybe pitch him here and there, but you know, they played him at third base, and they flipped him over to first base. Well, now he's at West Virginia, which is a level up from State College. They're in the Sally League, South Atlantic League. The kid's got 13 home runs. He's hitting .340 right now. And I'm thrilled for him. Now, I know he was a $2.2 million bonus sign. So, I mean, he has money. But, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have. If you are struggling, yeah, it's okay. You know, you have that part, the security, but the old adage of money doesn't buy you everything, and it doesn't. And for this young man, he's been able to find the love of the game again because he's accomplishing something again in what's been natural to him. And he's a .340 hitter. He has 13 home runs so far this year after struggling mightily here in State College. And look, I know he signed a bonus of more than $2 million. So, I mean, to you, the average person who's over there working in the Weiss plant, who works over at Geisinger, who works at any one of the malls or stores up and down the strip there. You know, you're working nights at the Edison Hotel, and you're sitting back and you're saying, oh yeah, how could you not be happy? And you know, and you're absolutely right to make that point because of the $2 million that he was able to bank right away. But you also want to accomplish something with your life. And if you have any kind of personal pride, it isn't always just about the money. That you want to do something at a high level. And look, not one of you, and this is where a lot of people can relate to this part. Nobody in life wants to be referred to as a bust. Nor should any 20, 21, 22-year-old be thought of in life as a bust. You still have a lot of life to live. So for him to bounce, because I saw how frustrated, and I talked to him and he kept his head up. I talked to his parents and they kept their heads up, you know, whether it was here or in Jamestown or whatever it happened to be. I'm glad to see he's bounced back the way he has. And that he's now settled in to doing, because I mean, he's still very much a minor league baseball player. He's still got a long way to go. He's not at the AA level yet, but he's opened the door to getting to the AA level by how he's hitting. And yes, he has the money. And each person listening to me on this show would love to have the $2.2 million in bonus money. But there also is a pride to doing what you do and not being a bust or called a bust. We label too often and too quickly in our society, and a lot of times the labeling in society is done in such a way to make ourselves feel better. Hey, he's a bust. You know, he's a bum. He's, you know it's, I'm not a bust. I'm not a bum. You know, that guy over there is. You know, and we do that, you know, we do that to make ourselves feel better or look bigger when we can look at somebody else and tell the world that they're a bust. Ah, he got his $2 million, he stinks. And how often have I told you, for example, I always laugh when I hear somebody say, he stinks, I could do that. No, you really couldn't. That golfer there, he stinks. Really, you know, there are 7 billion people in the world, 160 have their tour card. Okay, even number 160 on the pro golf tour, really good. Okay. $7 billion people in the world, and there are 750 major league baseball players. Okay. I may, for example, talk about Clint Barmas not being not an elite level shortstop and maybe a problem for the Pirates, but I'll give Clint Barmas his due. On a planet of 7 billion people, 750 play Major League Baseball. He starts, and he's one of them. So we're very quick to label. And I think sometimes people, not always, but people are quick to label because it just makes them feel better about themselves. I remember working with a guy one time in the year, and he was talking about a Steelers punter. And he said, he says this on the air, I could punt better than he could. You know, and 9.9 times out of 10, I just let stuff go. I don't care. Finally, this day, I looked at him because he makes statements like this all the time. I looked at him and said, no, you couldn't. Really? 10 guys consumed with hate running at you. I said, and you can punt better than he can? No. Now, maybe they can sign somebody who can punt better than he can, but that's not you. Okay? You can't punt better than he can. So don't go on the air and tell people, I can punt better than... No, you can't. I mean, you realize that when you kick the ball 40 yards, you've actually kicked it about 55. Because you're 15 yards back when you start. So maybe 52. You got to take two steps. All right? Oh, and let's remember the 10 guys we consume with hate that are going after you. Trying to block your kick.
Hate's a strong word. Maybe distaste.
No, it's yeah. There's some hate out there. So I'm glad to see, even though he has a long way to go before he has a shot at the major leagues, I'm glad to see a young man like that bounce back. I know he has the money. You know, he banked the money. I know, he and his family said that they've invested it. It's great. But there's a personal pride that comes into whatever you do. You know, Kevin and I show up every day. There's a personal pride. You know, I can tell you right now that in the year and a half or whatever we've done the show, we don't show up and just do the show. You know, and then lock it down at 5 and we're all done. No. You know, we're trying to think all the time of different ways that we can maybe make the show better, a little different edge here or there, a couple features here and there, a guest maybe that could make a difference in the show, taking it on location, like going to the U.S. Open next month or the Pocono International Raceway or Lift for Life. Getting all the Penn State football players on at Lift for Life like we did last year. You know, those are the things we try to do with the show. We don't just click it on and go 3 to 5 every day. Donnie Collins is going to be on tomorrow. We've never had Kevin Kugler on the show before from Dow Global and the Big Ten Network. You know, we'll have Kevin on this week for the first time. Tony DeFazio is going to give us a nice preview of the Bruins and the Penguins. And he's also going to talk about the fact the Pirates have the third best record in the National League right now. He's going to be on the show Friday. You know, Ben Jones, StateCollege.com, covers a lot of basketball. We're going to get him on this week. I mentioned Donnie Collins being on tomorrow. You know, and then to go with all the other people that we've had. I mean, because we've reached out. Curtis Strange has been on this show. Vince Welsh has been on this show. Tim Brando has been on the show. We had Jim Nantz all set. Now it's been postponed. We're going to get him back on the show again. You know, Wheels and Merrill Reese. And, I mean, on and on and on. People know, I mean, Bill O'Brien and Patrick Chambers. And people, you know, we've had on and on and on the number of guests we've had on the show. We've had Michael Motti's been on the show. McGloin's been on the show. McGloin won the Burlsworth Trophy. We had him on live from Arkansas. We've had Motti on the show. We've had Hodges on the show. Urschel's been on the show. I mean, you know. I mean, the number, the long list, but why do we get these people? Because we're trying to make the show as interesting as possible for you. Then we have open line days like this day, where we have open conversation, trade ideas, and you get involved. You can call anytime you want. And if you want to call and talk about high school sports or something in college, something you saw, picked up along the way, NBA finals, I don't care what it is, at 800-795-9565, you can. But the idea is that we don't just show up and just click it on from 3 to 5. We do a lot of things and try to come up with a lot of ideas because we want the show to be the best for you. That's taking personal pride in your job. The number of people that have said to me in my career, okay, oh, if they just gave you, because a lot of people talk about my memory and whatever. Oh, with your memory, you probably don't have to really do a lot of preparation for games. We just give you a couple of. I've had people say they could probably just give you a couple rosters, you could do the game. Maybe I could, but I can't do that. Today, for example, I finished up Kent State. Tomorrow I'm going to work on Indiana. Why? Because at this time of the year, I have time to put in all those important little touches I think can make a difference in a broadcast in October. Okay, that's pride in your job. This kid, $2 million, yeah, he's got the money and the whole thing, but there's a pride. He wants to succeed. He loves. I know the kid. I was around the kid for 2 separate years and, for 4 consecutive months, one summer. He's a great kid doesn't have an ego. It's interesting in a world where in sports where a lot of egos are exposed, a Randy Moss, a Terrell Owens. And we talked about the rivalries in NASCAR. But a lot of egos are exposed in sports. Yet you'll find, for example, many more humble people in sports than you would ever dream. and especially at the minor league level or at the college level. People have confidence, but you can be humble with your confidence. And in minor league baseball, what I've discovered is each one of these guys trying to work their way up, each one of them feels like they're a slump away from not making it. There's that insecurity level. In college, I'll ask somebody in college about how they're playing right now, and they're more worried about the fact that a history exam they've got on Thursday. Because they have more to life than just that. It was interesting, the hockey, for example, after the game last night, I think it was Jonathan Toews that was interviewed. You know, Pierre McGuire is talking with him. He's done. Virtually everybody who covers sports will tell you the easiest and nicest guys to deal with, believe it or not, are the hockey guys. And I never hear a hockey interview after a game where they're talking about me, get me the puck. Okay? You know what? You never hear that, do you? Right? You never hear that it's Crosby's team, but you hear it's LeBron's team. It's interesting. Egos only play out in certain segments of sports. But there are many more segments of sports where it's humbling. This is an Indy Free Hour. Give us a call. 800-795-9565 as we put that race behind us. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's the Memorial Day sales event at Sunbury Motors Lincoln Hyundai. Choose from over 50 new Hyundais with savings over $3,000. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the fastest growing import dealer in Central PA. The fuel saving 2013 Hyundai Elantra starts at $16,625. Pick from over 15 of the sporty 2013 Hyundai Sonatas that are really turning heads. And they're as low as $18,990. SAMC has a good selection of all-wheel drive Hyundai Tucson and the hot new sleek 2013 Veloster. Hyundai has America's best warranty at 10 years or 100,000 miles. And during Sunbury Motors Memorial Day sales event, you can get financing as low as 0%. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has the totally redesigned 2013 MKZ that is a must drive on your new car shopping list. SMC is making luxury affordable by taking over $10,000 off on a new Lincoln Navigator. It's the Memorial Day sales event at Sunbury Motors Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Look for the black building directly across from Wise Markets. Also at sunburymotors.com. Hurry, sale ends May 31st.
Drew Kelly on drums, Mark Mahoney on bass. Kevin Hurst swinging a wild club, trying to kill his playing partners. That's next Wednesday. Dave in Sunbury has been waiting his turn. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hi, Steve. It's like shagging shells, huh? Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. Well, I just called to say hello.
Nice to hear from you, Dave.
Well, the wedding was fantastic. And they had
good.
They had pictures, you know, the bride and groom before the wedding. And he's from down Virginia way, but they were up at a Penn State game because his T-shirt had one team on it.
Okay.
You know, they did a date on one of the Penn State football games.
Right.
You know, but I just called and say, you know, not just the funerals, because I was there funeral day again also. Close friend.
Too many of those, Dave. Too many of those.
Too many of them. And the guy 62 is a close friend of my classmate of my one brother, Ronnie.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, he knows Christ as a savior, so. But I just called to say about two things. A comment to wee! Indy's over. Move on.
Season isn't.
I think he has a good point.
And then there was a the quarterback from Notre Dame said that he wanted to get his academic
He has no choice, Dave. He has no choice.
But what
he
happened was
they
leaked it through an unnamed source that says basically, well, you're not getting your scholarship back anyway. I think that was kind of, well, oh, and Ronnie wanted to know why nobody's saying about the Penn State women winning that rugby championship.
Well, the club sport team.
Yeah.
We mentioned that once, but I think because it's a club sport, I think that's why
it's not mentioned
under
too
the,
much.
Under the, yeah, it's not a varsity
sport. Well, when I
seen
that score of 60 to 10.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty much a kicking right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets it done. That's that. At that point, you're the coach. Your feet are propped up. Hey, Dave,
that's
the news at the bottom of the hour. Have a good one. You know, ever since we stopped talking about Indy, you haven't said more than 8 words.
I'm in withdrawal and a little bit depressed.
I'm not. I'm ready to live. I can't wait to play golf next Wednesday with you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Wow. Lawrence has got something cooking tomorrow. A actual climate scientist? Now, I saw something the other night that I thought was absolutely fascinating. It had nothing to do with sports.
Okay.
I went out just after, maybe 10 minutes after sunset. And I looked in the western sky. And I saw Venus, Jupiter, and Mercury in a triangle. And I thought to myself as I looked at this, Venus was the brightest on the bottom. To the left was Jupiter, large planet, relatively bright, but not as bright as Venus, and just pure size. Mercury being the smallest. And it was in the upper right-hand corner. And as I looked at this, and it's not going to happen again until 2015. But as I looked at this, now, you know, Pluto, of course, has now been lost its spot as a planet. They took a vote and they voted them off the solar system island. So there's 8 planets. And I thought to myself as I looked at Venus, Jupiter, Mercury, and of course, there I am standing with Earth in front of me. I had 4 of the 8 planets right there. Maybe not as exciting as the 72-mile-per-hour finish in Indianapolis, but still.
No, that sounds pretty exciting.
I just thought it was a neat thing that rarely happens. It's not going to happen again until 2015, and usually Venus is in the morning. It's not in the evening. But Venus, Jupiter, Mercury, and then, of course, Earth out in front of me, half the solar system planets were right there. Maybe not intriguing to you. I just found it to be something outside of sports that I thought was a really neat phenomenon to look at. Our number 800-795-9565 in the Hilscher's General Store hotline, powered by our good friends at Hilscher's General Store. Of course, we'll call out on interviews for that as well. Tomorrow, Donnie Collins from Scranton will join us. Also, later this week, Kevin Kugler from Dial Global and Big Ten Network.
Listen to him a lot with NFL coverage on WKOK over the years.
Cougs is a great guy. You're really going to like him. He's just one of the really nice guys out there. Really smart, good young announcer. Fun to deal with. We'll have a good time with him. And most of these people we line up. They're easy to line up. Either I know them, or Kevin knows them, or you know, or we find somebody who does. It's not that difficult to do. In terms of finding them,
don't say that. Then everybody will think they can do this, and then what am I going to do? Moving right along.
Well, I'm just trying to ponder that question for a minute. I still haven't come up with an answer yet.
Moving right along.
Oh, excuse me. Weren't you the one that said you could read me like a book and you would not be put yourself into that trap?
No. I said that was earlier. This is when guard was down and I wasn't paying attention. Dumb on my part. Agreed.
Okay, the Pirates have right now the third best record, but the Phillies, despite all the money they have spent, they got pounded by the Red Sox last night, 9-3, and it was a night where Buchholz missed a start. I mean, Aceves started last night. I mean, his ERA is the same as a beer league softball ERA. He only allowed, one run through, six, seven innings last night? Pedroia homered, Napoli homered. Cliff Lee goes tonight against Ryan Dempster. Utley's out. Now, Dominic Brown did homer last night. But, wow, the deterioration of the Phillies has been something that's been interesting to watch, how they have taken incremental steps backwards in each of the last 5 years. World Series champion, Pinnacle, 2008. Lose World Series, 2009. Lose National League Championship Series 2010. Lose Divisional Series 2011. Out of playoffs 2012.
Stop it. You're depressing me.
Struggling to get to 500 now. Now, why has this happened? I'll be honest with you, Kevin. I actually feel like they've drafted pretty well. I've looked at some of the prospects that run through Williamsport. I see people there I like.
Yeah, but they're what, 4 years from the big club?
Right. I'm saying, though, but it's a beginning. In other words, you're talking about, okay, how are they drafting? They must be drafting lousy. I don't think they're drafting lousy. Now, how they develop and move up through the system, as I tell you, I only project guys when I watch them at this level. I only project them to the AA level. After that, it becomes hit or miss as to whether you're going to make it or not. You know, you have to have some luck. You know, you get older, how well do you adjust, things like that. But, you know, so I look at guys and I'll say, hey, look, he can get the double A. That double A is the make or break level.
And you may not even be with that team.
Right. But I'm saying, though, that, you know, some guys you look at and you say, there's no way. And there have only been a couple of guys I've watched here in State College where I thought to myself, double A, yes, double A, no. There have only been a couple of guys I've missed on. Right, so there's no way he'll be in double. You know, there was one guy for sure I thought was going to be in double A. I really liked Nathan Southern a lot. Cardinals organization. Liked him a lot, you know, and he never got going. Never did.
You know who looks really good for the future? I mean, when you just look at wins and losses in their farm club, is Indianapolis and Pittsburgh. I mean, the Indians are playing some good ball in triple A in the West, in the International League for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but you know what? See, there's a big difference, though, between that and the majors in this regard, is that a lot of times when you jump from AAA to the big club, you're a role player. You know, you may be a starting pitcher in AAA, but they're going to need you to pitch the seventh and eighth inning in the majors. Every once in a while, they bring you in, you know, and you're going to start. But see what I mean? Sometimes you're thrust into a different role initially in your career, as opposed to the role you had in AAA, where you're the everyday player, you're the guy, you're getting it done, you're the star. So you have to be careful. Like Jody Mercer's made that Indianapolis to Pittsburgh shuttle how many times now the last 2 years? Jordy started his career here in State College. And he's done that run back and forth thing. Also, too, it depends on your position. I mean, let's face it, if you were a shortstop in the Yankee organization the last 16 years, exactly what was your hope? I mean, really, I mean, you're, okay. I always used to laugh when Staten Island would come in here and say, hey, I'm playing at shortstop. I said, well, he's got no shot. Guy could be a 400 hitter. He's not going to, he's not going to displace the guy they have with the big club. He may be trade bait for somebody, but he's not going to displace the guy with the big club. So it's a kind of, it's a hard judge because it's, baseball's team, but it's also so individual at the same time. I looked at a couple of guys I like. Cesar Hernandez with Lehigh Valley. I really like him a lot. I think when that spot opens up, I could see him playing with the Phillies. You know, I thought Dominic Brown would make it, but, you know, you see how up and down he is with the Phillies. It's all about adjustments. And the Phillies have spent a lot of money. I mean, you have to, Cliff Lee, for example, starts tonight. As a Philly fan, I think you have to openly ask how many more starts does he have in his Philadelphia career? And for the money, does anybody want him? That's one thing about having the extra level of wild card. More teams are in it, which means there are potentially more buyers, but you know what? There are fewer sellers because there are more buyers than sellers now. And there's a reason why in the sellers category, there aren't a lot of people knocking on the Astros and Marlins doors saying, what do you got? Because if they had something, they wouldn't be the Marlins and the Astros. So that's why that extra level of playoff, that, you know, getting one extra team in each league has actually changed the dynamics because more teams are in it. Thus, they're looking to make a deal to acquire somebody to make them better. But that also means there are fewer teams available willing to get to trade somebody away. So it's really been a catch-22. Now, the Phillies may be in that position where they are definitely sellers. The problem is when you have high contracts, does somebody want to absorb a high contract, and how high a percentage are the Phillies willing to pay to get rid of somebody? Would they say to a team, we'll pick up $8 million of Cliff Lee's salary if you make this trade so we can get some prospects and get the majority of his salary off the plate here? Now, we're only 50 games into this thing, but as a Phillies fan, you can't like the trending based on the trending you saw all of last season. You now feel as a Phillies fan, you've gone through 210 to 220 consecutive games now where you feel like they're treading water at best. I know we're not talking about J.R. Hildebrand right now, but, you know, you don't have to mentally check out on us. I think he quit.
No. Remember the issue you were telling me earlier about?
You're trying to correct it.
I'm trying to fix that. Yeah.
Well, you only got 12 minutes.
Well, it's the principle of the thing.
Yeah, I see.
I'm trying to actually do my job for once, and now with every new day, there's hope.
Why the change?
Well, as I said, with every new day, there's hope.
800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Seals Grove, Routes 11 and 15, the 21st century version of the General Store. And at this time of the year, you really want to go in there because they have a wide variety of things to make your spring much, much better. And, of course, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Now, we missed yesterday's show with Memorial Day, so I'd like to at least give a shout-out to our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. 1 week from tomorrow, we gather together at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Better than 50 teams have now signed up. The afternoon session is now sold out. There are still a few left in the morning flight if you'd like to join us for that. And we'll be doing the show live from there between 3 and 5. And, you know, we'll have seats all set up in the patio. Come on out and join us. Sit down. We'll just shoot the you-know-what about sports and have a good time doing it with some laughs along the way. We'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So Lawrence tomorrow and On the Mark has a real climatologist on.
That's what he said.
Are they going to talk about the climate in the studio when Reichley's there?
Maybe.
There's nobody in the world that can analyze that.
That maybe. I never thought of that.
Trying to line up Drew Kelly to get Drew on the show. Drew says he's willing to tell the truth about your escapades.
I'm sure he is.
Hey, we're doing all this. Now, why have we talked about your golf experiences so often here in the last month?
Well, because we postponed one of those golf tournaments. And I have to admit, you know, my golf situation is rather entertaining.
But also to promote the golf tournament. That's been the big reason why. It's always been an excuse to slip in and talk about the tournament. You know, whatever radio stations can do, radio stations across the country went through a period of time, and I've talked about this topic before, where they became so either so corporate or so syndicated, they lost touch with people. See, that's where this station, you know, with Mark Lawrence, what we do in the afternoon, what Sarah does, what Cody does, what Allie does, actual in the community, people that want to be there and promote what's important. That's why we've talked about the Sunbury Fire Company. They have that big Mustang raffle coming up. Get involved. Do that. Huge. Okay? Fire Company's the best bargain you're going to get. The Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Bonnie Wasper and her group do a great job. They do it for the kids. And, of course, Sunbury Motors is deeply, deeply involved with our great friends, the Purdy's. And that's why we have throwing our hearts and souls in it. So, yeah, I've used Kevin's foibles on the golf course as a vehicle to promote the tournament. But now the afternoon flight sold out. Okay? Morning flight, there's still some openings, but I call now and get it buttoned down and join us in the morning and then join us for lunch. Kevin and I are going to be there for lunch, and we're going to we'll talk sports with you then. Then we'll actually do the show out there from 3 to 5 next Wednesday. But it's all for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. That's what it's for. Okay? It's not for us to make fun of Kevin's golf game or to say that we won or whatever. No. This is part of the community. Okay, look, people have told me, I'm fortunate people actually would think this, but, I mean, they're told, hey, you could broadcast anywhere. Well, I love broadcasting here and being a part of the community here. You want to be around special people. The Valley's special up and down the Valley, whether it's from Williamsport to Harrisburg to Wilkes-Barre to State College. The station covers a lot of ground. That's why when we, high school football season, it's one of the things I enjoy about high school football and basketball season above all is that we talk about Danville, we talk about Milton, we talk about Jersey Shore, we talk about Sealands Grove, we talk about Shikellamy, all the backyard teams that bring people out to watch on a Friday night in the fall or a couple times a week during the winter. And, Kevin, you walk into these stadiums, there's a special atmosphere in the Valley that can't be duplicated on a Friday night. And there's a special atmosphere when you walk into those gyms, you know, in December through late February.
Listen, you see people that graduated 30 years ago coming to these games like they're still in school and being as boisterous as when they're in school.
Sure you do. I mean, it's your school. It's your town. And that's what makes a big difference. That's why when we do our Thursday show, we have a lot of fun going through the Thursday games, or we'll have high school coaches on Thursdays during the course of a high school football season. But Friday night is, you know, I mean, I'll take some time on a Friday night and I'll walk down to the hollow down here to see State High play. I mean, I'd love to go to a Shikellamy game. You know, and maybe I will. Maybe, you know, I think there'll be a time this year where I'm going to go to a game with Kevin this year.
Oh, boy.
Feel it. What do you mean, oh, boy? Oh, boy, what? You don't want me there?
Nah, you'll make me nervous.
I'll make you nervous?
Yes.
Oh, then I'll sit in the stands.
All right, that's fine.
And have what, halushki?
Yeah, sometimes, depending on the night.
I have never had halushki.
I will make that happen for you.
What is in halushki?
Well, I don't think I can get it in a short amount of time. I'll send you the recipe. How's that?
No, that's okay. You can just tell me tomorrow what's in it. Sounds to me like you're not really sure yourself.
I know I like it. I know I like a lot of it. That's what I can tell you for sure.
And you don't know what's in it.
Maybe it's best that way.
Maybe. I know Buter thinks it's great.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.